Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I am your host, the trillest NBA you will ever know, and I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Today, I want to talk about a topic that is near and dear to my little heart, and it's that time of year, you guys. It's summer internship time. Gotta love making a little change. Well, if you have a paid internship, making a little change this summer. So today I am doing a solo episode and I want to get some information out there. I'm gonna talk about the things that nobody tells you before you start your summer internship, unless you're just extremely lucky and you've got the best mentors and people surrounding you. You may have just fought your way, you know, you saw somebody get a summer internship, you're like, oh, I gotta get a summer internship. So then you fight your way to get the summer internship. Now you got the summer internship. Now what? So that's what we're gonna talk about today. The things that you really need to focus on to secure the internship bag, aka the full-time offer at the end of summer. So we're going to talk about making these summer shmoney moves today. First, I want to talk about just some basic concepts that you need to keep in the back of your mind all summer. And then I'm going to talk about the must-do things, the things that you must do this summer. And if you don't do them and you don't do them consistently, you're probably not going to secure that bag. So let's get into it. First, some of the basic things you need to think about. Let's talk about fit. And why do companies have summer internships in the first place? Well, think about it. It's 10 weeks of relatively cheap labor, number one, but 10 to 12 weeks. But number two, you have to think about it's a 10 to 12 week interview. So for about 3 months, these people are watching you. So just be mindful of your environment because everybody's watching everything you do. I know that feels like a lot of pressure, but if you just keep yourself on the up and up, you won't have to worry about it. So think about your environment, where you are, and you also have to understand yourself. A psychology concept that I recently was learning about through another podcast I was listening to is this idea of self-monitoring. And I thought this was very interesting. I'd never heard this term before. It's a personality trait. Some people are low self-monitors. Some people are high self-monitors. There's a range of self-monitoring that people do. And there's this spectrum. And so some people are low, some people are high. I took a test, and I'll put the test in the show notes, but the test was on a website called outofservice.com, self-monitor sensor test. I just Googled for it, you guys. I took this test thinking that I was definitely going to be just the most low self-monitor ever, but it turns out I'm not. I'm somewhere in the middle, which surprised me, but then I was like, oh, well, no, it makes sense because I have made these coins in corporate America, so I had to do some amount of self-monitoring in order to keep my job. So I'm glad that I'm not totally a low self-monitor. But what is a self-monitor? Let's dig into the actual definition of what self-monitoring is. Self-monitoring is a concept, and I'm reading off of Wikipedia, keep it real with y'all. Self-monitoring is a concept introduced during the 1970s by Mark Schneider that shows how much people monitor their self-representations, expressive behavior, and nonverbal affective displays. Human beings generally differ in substantial ways in their abilities and desires to engage in expressive controls. It is defined as a personality trait that refers to an ability to regulate behavior to accommodate social situations. So in other words, there's two types of people. There's low self-monitors that they are guided by their internal value system on how they behave and act regardless of the situation. Then there's the high self-monitors who consciously and purposely control and adjust their behavior based on the situation they're in. In corporate America, high self-monitors do very, very well because they're able to adapt and be chameleons. They're often called chameleons to their environment. And they're able to get people to like them, which we've talked about likability in previous episodes. And so because they're able to drive their likability factor, they tend to do better in corporate America. Now, does this mean if you're a low self-monitor that you can't secure your internship? No. What this means is that you have to be conscious of who you are, how you show up, and what your environment around you is. And you're just gonna have to work, you're just going to have to work that much harder. But you can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Trust me. And it is harder as a Black woman because not only are you working to self-monitor, but you're also working to fight stereotypes and unconscious bias as well. So it all factors in. And yes, it's a lot, but it doesn't mean that you can't do it. And it doesn't mean that you can't be successful. So I want you to stay positive, have a positive outlook about this summer. And even though there'll be some things that may happen to you and some things that may get you down over the course of the summer, you need to just stay in a positive attitude and keep that in the back of your mind all summer. So remember to smile, be pleasant. Even when you feel like, just let it go, breathe. And just remember why you're there. You're there to secure the internship bag. So stay focused over your summer as well. The other thing outside of monitoring yourself, your environment, making sure you're working to show fit in the organization is that you need to understand your project objectives. This is so key and so important. From day one, when you get your project outline or your project worksheets or however they deliver your projects to you or explain what your projects are, please, please, please do not pretend that you understand your projects and objectives when you don't. Ask 51 million questions. I mean, just keep being curious and then couch it in like, you know, I'm going to ask a lot of questions because I'm intellectually curious. Just make sure you keep saying that. And don't worry about annoying people with all your questions. Make sure you ask all the questions that you need to ask until you feel comfortable that you truly, truly get what your project objectives are. And if your project is ambiguous and it doesn't make sense, call that out to your manager and say, hey, this project seems like it's a bit ambiguous, which is great. I thrive in ambiguity. However, I want to make sure that I'm exceeding expectations. So let's talk about what the expectations are from the objectives from this project. You see what I did there? I code switched. That's part of that self-monitoring thing. You gotta do it, okay? So when you're talking to your manager, make sure you understand and you ask the question, what does success look like? What does success for the summer look like? What does getting the internship offer look like? You also want to ask that person who's your manager, you know, did they have a summer intern last year or basically actually 2 years ago? And the reason why 2 years ago, because if that summer intern did well and they got a full-time offer and they came back to the company full-time, they will have been working with the company for almost a year now. The interns from last summer, they haven't started at the company yet. They're about to graduate, or they've just graduated. It's May, so they probably just graduated. And sometime, probably right after your internship is over, they will come in and they'll be the new class and they'll start their full-time jobs. So that's why you can't ask for the summer interns from last summer. So you want to ask about the summer interns from two summers ago, or you can ask who has just joined the organization within the last year that interned for the company. And you want to, you know, schedule time, sit down with them and ask them about their experience. What was it like? You know, what do they think differentiated them from their peers that allowed them to get the offer at the company? One thing I want you to realize, companies will say, you're not in competition with the other interns. Your offer is yours to lose. All right, let's really be real about it. Let's break that down. So a typical company who has these cycles of summer intern classes, they typically have anywhere from 15, 20, up to 30 interns for the summer, according on how big the organization is. Now, out of those up to 30 interns, only about 5 to 6 at most are going to get offers, unless so many people were just absolute rock stars and there were people sponsoring all these people to get offers. Most times companies don't have that many offers to give. So this BS about we have enough offers to give and blah, 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 blah. Don't believe that. They have a target that they have in mind that they want to hit for summer intern offers. And unless, you know, two people are just blowing them out the water, they're going to decide one person over another to fit that last slot. So you just want to make sure that you do the best work possible, that you're in the consideration of, okay, yeah, we got to have this person. Okay? So what that means and what that looks like is all predicated on what your manager tells you the first week that you're working. So that's why you have to get crystal clear on what your objectives are, what success looks like, and ask, you know, not just from a project standpoint what success looks like, but what does a rock star in their organization look like? What are the traits that the person demonstrates? How do they demonstrate it? And you may get some really stupid answers back and you have to just roll with it. One time I was told that what success looked like in an organization, it wasn't necessarily an internship, but what success looked like in an organization was, you know, having the demeanor of another employee. Now, I am my own person and I have my own demeanor. But the advice was for me to mirror the demeanor of a white male. Yeah, that will happen to you sometimes. And you just have to roll with it and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I can do that. And just, I'm telling you, uber positivity will get you further, even if you're faking it. Fake it. Sometimes I question now whether these folks really know if... When black women are being uber positive, I don't think they understand that a lot of the times that's an act. Just whatever makes them feel comfortable is what's most important. So is this bullshit? Yes. Let's be real clear. Yes, it's all bullshit, ladies. Yes. However, we have a goal. And what is the goal? Ding, 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 ding. Secure the internship bag. All right, so I can't stress enough how important it is for you to understand your project objectives. You just got to. So please, whatever you do, understand what your objectives and what success looks like in delivering them, and you're halfway there. So now let's get into a couple things that you must do over your summer. And if you don't do these things, you probably won't get the offer. I'm just going to keep it real with you. Number one, you have to manage up. You have to manage your manager, which means you've got to be lock in step with your manager, and you need to be meeting with your manager at least once a week, at the least. And this person is going to be your biggest advocate. This person is going to sit in the calibration room after your internship is over, and they're going to fight for you. If they like you. If they don't like you, or you've somehow got into the bad graces of somebody influential in the organization or team that you're working on, then you can pretty much kiss this internship offer goodbye. But if you start from the beginning, being uber positive and just being excited and open to learning and you know, learning about your manager and understanding, you know, you want to ask those questions like, what's your style? How do you, you know, want us to interact? I would like to meet with you at least once a week to get a pulse on where we are. You know, you want to have those check-ins. You also want to ask your manager, like, who are the people I should be meeting with? That's week one. This is week one. Asking your manager, who should I meet with? If they're a really good manager, they will have all this stuff for you already. But real talk, most of these managers are trash. Not because they're trash as people or humans. They just have not been trained or taught how to manage people. A lot of times you're going to get a manager where your internship is their opportunity to get them to the next level in their career. So this is the first time some of you are going to run into managers where this is the first time that they are managing an intern. A lot of times you'll find that your project seems so weird and out of scope and crazy. It's because they just threw that shit together. They just found out the team was going to have an intern. Oh shit, now we got to figure out a project for the intern. Yeah, that's what's really happening. But unfortunately, it is on you to figure out how to make the shit they hand you smell like roses. And you can do this. Trust me, I've seen people come through it and get the offer and then ride that offer to another organization. Because the great thing about your internship is that you will see how dysfunctional the company is. You'll see it. Like, even though they try to hide it from you as interns, you'll be able to see the bullshit. If you walk around and so many people are unhappy or walking around looking frustrated or trying to hide their frustration, just pay attention. And you'll know whether you want to come back full time at this company or not. But meet with your manager at least once a week. Now, let's talk about if something crazy happens, like, oh, I don't know, your manager after like week two gets promoted or moved to another team. And now you don't have a manager. What do you do? Oh my God. Does this happen? Yes, every summer. Actually, funny story. My summer internship between my first and second year of business school, I thought I had finagled this great manager, which she would have been an awesome manager. I already know this. And so I was like, yes, I have set myself up for success. I got this manager. She looks like me. We're jiving. So about a month before my internship was about to start, she calls me up and she's like, yeah, so I'm leaving the company and I'm going to another company. And I'm calling you because I know that you had told them that you would come and take the internship offer if I was your manager. Because I did. I was bold like that. I was trying to set myself up for success. And yeah, so I didn't have a manager for the summer. And they cobbled some stuff together and gave another person an opportunity. And long story short, let's just say I didn't get the offer. Which I want you to know, even if you don't get the offer, you'll be just fine. The fact that you got a summer internship and you learned a lot over your summer will set you up for your full-time interviews in the fall. So don't fret if you don't get the full-time offer. And I'm actually going to do another episode around at the end of the summer when you guys find out if you've gotten your offers or not. And then we're going to talk through the strategy of how to turn the lack of getting an offer into full-time job offers from other companies. So, but right now, let's focus on trying to secure this internship bag. Okay, so you're going to meet with your manager every week, but you also need to find two key mentors. So the first mentor is going to be somebody who is your peer, who they interned at the company, they graduated, they started, they've probably been working a little less than a year at this point. You want to find who is the rock star, and you can ask your manager, who is the rock star intern from a couple summers ago They came here full time and they're doing great work. They have a great reputation in the company. I guarantee your manager can name like two or three off the top of their head. Those people are the people you should seek out and network with and ask them like, hey, can I, you know, have conversations with you over the summer? Can we have coffee? Will you help mentor me as I go through this summer internship? Everyone speaks very highly of you. And in a good company with good culture, this person will be very happy to help you because helping you makes them look good. Let's just keep it real. So you can find that person. That shouldn't be hard. Now, the next person you want to find to mentor you is a more senior person. So somebody who is on the leadership team, but not necessarily on your team. And this person is just someone you want to help become a sponsor and advocate for you. Again, your manager should be helping you network and helping you find these key individuals that can mentor and sponsor you from the senior leadership team. And if your manager's not helping you, then reach out to the recruiter that recruited you or the people that recruited you for the summer internship and ask them to help you identify some key people that you can rely on for mentorship. And then ask them, you know, who should I be looking for advocates and sponsors over my summer? Then you need to network with those people. This is key because the more people in senior leadership that you have talking about you and talking about your work and what you're doing, the better your chances are to getting the summer internship, the full-time offer from your summer internship. So we've got talk to your manager every week, mentor. I have a whole list for you guys. Always, always, always attend the big social events. So normally with a lot of the internship programs, they're going to work you very hard, but then they're also going to party you very hard as well. So they're going to have lots of activities after work during the week, on the weekends. They want to show you that their company is not just, they don't just work, but they also play hard and they work well together, right? So they're trying to sell you on the organization as much as you're trying to sell them on how great you would be in the organization. So these social events are very important for you to attend. Do not skip out on these events. And I know my introverts, I love you guys, but you're going to have to muscle it up. Suck it up and keep it going. Keep with a smile on your face, okay? Because this is important and you need to strategically network at these events. So figure out who are the most influential senior leaders in the organization. And then most times they will be attending those big events. And those are the people that you want to have conversations with and think about thoughtful questions to ask them. A question that I always love to ask senior leaders is if they could go back and talk to their however age you are self. So let's say you're an undergrad intern. And so let's say you're 21, 22 years old. So I would ask the senior leader, hey, if you could go back and talk to your 22-year-old self, what advice would you give yourself knowing how your career panned out? And then just listen and you'll get a lot of insight from that. And a lot of times because they're going to be conscious of, oh, I need to give you advice too. They're going to be giving you nuggets. They're dropping knowledge. Soak that up because that's knowledge that you can take not just into the current internship, but into your career for the rest of your life. I've actually asked that question a lot and I've learned a lot from a lot of different people around career and balancing work and life and understanding what's important and what's not important in life. I learned about that from asking senior leaders that particular question. Now, you're going to attend all the great events with a smile on and be positive, and then you're going to network with everyone there. Now, I know this could be very taxing 10 weeks seems like not a long time, but some days could feel really long. And sometimes you just need a safe space, somewhere where you can kind of let your hair down and vent. I would say your safe spaces should be maybe some of your classmates that are at other companies and calling them on the phone and checking in with them and seeing how their summer is going and venting about y'all's summer together. That's a safe space. Another safe space would be maybe if you have a mentor outside of the company that you can say, hey, here's some of the challenges that I'm having, or here's, I think it's going well, but this is what I'm concerned about or seeing. Somebody you can bounce ideas off of, that's another safe space. What's not a safe space are the people that you're working with in your internship and not any of the other interns. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they try to goat you. Never speak negatively around any of these people because it will come back to bite you. Because some of these people are ruthless. Like, they really believe that this is competition and they really believe that you are their competition and that you could take, quote unquote, take their offer. So don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in when people are asking you, so how's it going? Oh, it's going great. I love it here. That should be your canned response. Don't let them see you sweat. Don't let them see you frustrated. Don't let them see you anything but happy-go-lucky and happy to be here or working hard at your desk, grinding it out on the computer, going to meetings, getting it done. Stay focused. Don't get into the little gossip. Don't get into the he said, she said, chit chat. Don't do it. And I know it's hard because you're going to be going to these social events, but you just listen. Listen more than you talk. God gave you two ears and one mouth so you could talk half as much as you listen. Now, with all that said, and all the things you got to think about, try to have some fun. On the weekends, when you're in the city that you're in, go exploring. I mean, you might actually get this full-time offer and might want to really take it, which means you'd have to move to the city that you're living in now. So go explore. Go find some places outside of the interns. Like, go by yourself, right? Or if you have a friend in that town that's not at the company, that's not interning with you, go with them. Go hang out with them. And see what it would be like just to be, you know, living your everyday regular life in that city. So go have some fun. Now, let's talk about project management because this is so key. You are going to have to be super organized and very diligent. So from day one, the first 2 days after whatever little orientation meetings you have and whatever meet and greet and networkings you have, the moment you get to sit at your desk for more than an hour or 30 minutes, I want you to sit down and I want you to pull out Excel and I want you to do a project map plan, map out your whole summer, assign deadlines, put in touch bases with your boss, you know, with for all your objectives and all your deliverables. Be super organized. And I know I feel like a hypocrite saying that because I'm not necessarily super duper organized naturally. Like, it's something I have to really, really push myself to work at. But I'm telling you, when you do that up front and you have direction and you know where you're going, it makes your life a whole lot easier in week four. And you won't feel like you don't know what you're doing, or you won't feel lost in all the changes that they want you to make to your project. You can keep that process map going, and you want to take it with you, you know, when you have your touch bases with your boss and say, here's what I'm doing here. Here's what I'm doing here. Are you aligned to this? Are you tracking to this? Does this make sense? Is there anything I should change? Is there anything additional I should think about as I continue my work plan? This will be very impressive. You'll come off super organized and detail-oriented and thoughtful and forethinking. So you definitely, I'm telling you, that is the key to win your summer internship. The other thing, if your final deliverable is a PowerPoint presentation, you want to start on that presentation day one. I don't care if you don't know anything. You open up your laptop, you put the first page is going to be your first page. You put a title in the second page about me, and then the next page is my project. These are just headings. You know, you just want to get started. And every week, that is a living document that you go over with your boss and say, so here's where I'm tracking on my presentation, my final presentation. And every day you should be working toward adding information and cleaning it up. And so the 2 or 3 weeks before your presentation, everybody has aligned. You have worked with your manager to go around and find all the leaders who are going to be in the room during your final presentation, and you're going to go get their buy-in ahead of time. So your goal is that final presentation day, everybody is in the room, head nodding up and down, check, 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 yes, 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 because they've already seen it. They've seen it. They've, you know, told you what changes they would like to see, or they've, you know, added their bills to it. You know, everybody has to have something to say. So let them have their say, work with your manager to get it tight, get it right. And then all you're doing the last like week, week and a half before your actual final presentation day is practicing. And you want to be this proactive because you don't want to be stressed out and up in the middle of the night and just, oh, don't be like me, because that's how I was with my final presentation. I learned a lot my summer, though. So I'm trying to pass on my mistakes so that you don't make them, you go make new mistakes. And let me know about those new mistakes. I'd be happy to share those mistakes. But those are the keys, y'all. I just gave you the keys to the kingdom for your summer internship. If you do all those things and you stay consistent, and you show up and you, again, number one, have a positive attitude. Number two, understand your environment, your surroundings. Know yourself and learn and focus on flexing how you need to and when you need to. Understand your audience. Understand, truly understand what your project objectives are and what success looks like. And then all you have to do is execute against all that. Boom. Shmoney moves. Internship in the bag. So if you have any questions or you need some help and you have a summer internship this summer, feel free to email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to answer any question or give you tips and tricks to help you get through this summer. I'm here. Use me as a resource. If you can't find a mentor, you don't have a manager, let's strategize how you work through your specific situation. Again, that email is ask@trillmba.com. Until next time, keep it trill, y'all. Thank you for listening to The Trill MBA Show. Please subscribe to The Trill MBA Show in Apple Podcasts. After you subscribe, rate us, i.e. give us 5 stars, and leave a comment about the show. You can also listen to The Trill MBA Show on Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Radio Public, SoundCloud, or anywhere where you enjoy listening to your podcast. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Trill MBA Show. Please visit our website, trillmba.com, and join our safe space for exclusive content. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.